Hello.
Hi, is this Kirk?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Kirk, how are you? My name is Darvin Wood, and I'm the vice principal at your child's elementary school.
Oh, hi. Yeah. Is everything all right?
Yeah, everything's fine. I just wanted to call you because your son Daniel apparently spoke with his teacher regarding career day and said that you were scheduled to attend.
Yes, that's correct.
Right. Well, there could actually be an issue with that.
Okay. What's the issue?
Daniel actually says he doesn't want you there.
Dan said he doesn't want me there for career day.
Yes, because he says that you work as a pharmacist, that's correct?
Yes, sir.
And I don't know how to say this, but your son Daniel doesn't respect your profession, and he even referred to you as a pill pusher.
A pill pusher.
Yeah.
My son said this.
Yes, and also many of
And
the
so he
kids.
doesn't want me to come to career day because he doesn't respect my profession.
Right, and many of the kids in the class feel the same.
The other kids in the class also do not respect my profession. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's exactly what I just said. You're not on any pills, are you, right now? Because that's what I said.
Yeah, no, I heard you. I heard you. I'm just trying to seek clarification here. I'm
Okay.
sorry.
Well, you know what they say, don't get high off your own supply, right?
That's not funny to me. I'm actually kind of worked up right here about this situation. I don't think this is a good time to make jokes.
Listen, I'm not a comedian. Timing is not my specialty. Probably should have kept that joke in the holster, huh?
Yeah, you probably should have kept that joke in the holster.
All right, well, I'll holster all the funny and we'll get back to business then.
Yeah, okay. Going back to what you said, the other children in the class also don't respect my career, so I'm not going to be there at career day. So my profession is just
Right.
not going to be respected at career day. I want to make sure that's what you're saying.
Right. The kids said that they don't want Big Pharma at their career day.
They don't want Big Pharma. The kids cannot have possibly said that. And I don't work for Big Pharma.
Well, you are a pharmacist, so you do kind of work for Big Pharma.
No, actually, I'm a pharmacist. I work for the people who come into the pharmacy to get their medication that they need to survive.
Well, you know, to me, that does sound a little bit like Big Pharma. If I were to pull that up on Wikipedia, it'd probably
Are
be
you
the
kidding me right
definition.
now? You think that because I work for a pharmacy that I all of a sudden represent Pfizer? I mean, this is absolutely insane. And you allow your children to what, vote by committee to allow people to come to career day?
Well, we asked them who they want to speak, and yes, they said they don't want you there. And I did
Who else is
find
there?
a.
Who else is on this list? Tell me one other career that's on this list.
Well, we've got a great guy coming to speak. He's a divorce attorney, and I'm going to
You're gonna have
actually
a
have him.
divorce attorney come in? I'm sorry, that person passed muster with the children and a pharmacist does not?
Well, you know, divorce attorneys actually do some good in the world. I've been divorced 3 times, and every time I've gotten out of paying alimony.
This
It's
is
been.
insane. I can't believe that you're a role model for the students of this school, and you're pushing a divorce attorney and you're not allowing a pharmacist to speak at the same career day. Do you see how
Well,
crazy that is?
let's say there was some sort of exchange. I'd be more than willing to let you speak.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I don't know. You know, the divorce attorney who's speaking, he's offered me a 15% kickback on any business that's referred to him by
You
one of the children at the schools.
what, accepting bribes right now? Is this actually happening? This is a public school.
Bribe's a pretty strong word. I would consider this more of a gentleman's agreement.
Do you know how this sounds?
I think it sounds like me and you are making a deal, and I don't know if you had any OxyContin lying around or perhaps some Adderall
Oh
or
my
any of
God,
that
are
kind.
you serious right now?
We're just, you know, speaking in hypotheticals, and let's say hypothetically you were able to score me some Oxy.
What? Oh,
Maybe
you
I
are
could
going
get
to
you into the
jail,
group.
dude. You are done. Do you understand? You're never going to work in another school as long as you live.
Well, I agree, because I don't even work in a school right now, because this is a prank phone call.
What?
This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the morning doing a phone tap on you, and your wife Leslie set you up.
Oh my God, are you serious? Are you serious?
Yes, I am. She told me that you were booked for a career day and wanted to play a prank on you.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I am sorry I yelled at you.
Oh, that's okay. I was fine. I've taken some Xanax, so I'm cool, man.